tonight's cheer is sponsored by Sally and me. Lili Nishmas, Yaakov Nachmil, Alevi, Hola Shalom, Ben Saradaba, and Tzavik Shimon Alevi. I was talking to Ernie last week. You know, it's really, I think since Kobe died 8 years ago, it's hard for me to even recognize it was 8 years. I think it's almost since then that we're learning almost every morning Musar. And we were speaking about finality that death brings to our world, as well as a lingering sadness, but an opportunity also for reflection as well. The Chama too. We realize, you think back over many years, it was 8 years, what Kobe was and his sweetness and his smile and how he endured so much. And he did it with what is precociously such grace and courage. And I know Ernie and Sally, of course, think of him often, as we all do. And the shiur should be Lili Nishmaso, a recognition that at the time when he was ill, many people, many, many people throughout the world were mispal for him. And we don't judge tefillos by results, necessarily, as we'll see. We judge tefillah by kirov hamakom, by the opportunity it gives us to draw closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that itself is an enduring legacy, both to him while he was alive, and even in the years since his passing. So this is Lili Nishmaso. I want to welcome the entire family as well, the siblings and nieces and nephews that have gathered, as well as everyone here. And if I could take the liberty and mention as well that Sally and Ernie, over the years, have themselves exhibited such perfection of the heart, the sensitivity, for the way they went through this experience with both the natural emotions of a parent, the highs and lows, as well as with a consistent and the tenacious faith that has seen through. So to me personally, their Dveikus Lashem has always been an inspiration also. Tefillah as Avodah Shebelev, service of the heart. That is probably the most common definition of tefillah that we find, and it's one that I want to understand exactly what it means. Lev, of course, doesn't usually mean heart in the language of Tanakh and the language of Chazal. Lev is really the intellect. It's the seat of the mind, so to speak. But lev really is also the center of the body. And therefore, it involves, we speak of the lev, we mean harnessing all the resources of the Jew. And I think that will become clear tonight as well. Torah says, number one, if you have a handout, in the second paragraph of Shema, V'hayom Shema Tishmo Mitzvosai, Asher Anochi Mitzvah Eschem Hayom, that if you will hearken to my voice, that I'm commanding you today, Li'avo Es Hashem Elokeichem Ulavdo V'chol Lavavchem V'chol Nafshechem, to love Hashem your God and to serve Him with your heart and with your soul. This year, by the way, is in a sense not a summary, but really a culmination of the series that we had this past several months on insights into tefillah. And I think it adds a different dimension to our tefillah experience, something that's important for us to reflect upon every time we daven. And mindful of that, I hope it not only enhances our davening as individuals, but gives us a greater sense of who we are as a people, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of Kal Yisrael. What's Ulavdo B'chol Levavchem? So Rashi says, Avodo Shehi B'lev, Zoi Tefila. That's service of the heart, that's prayer. Sha Tefila Kruy Avodo. Tefila is called service. Shenemar Eloch di Ant Palachle Bitadiro. When Nebuchadnezzar threw Daniel into the lion's den, he said to him, the God, Dan Palachle Bitadir, the God that you serve regularly, you worship regularly. Was there any type of service, Avodah in Babel? Because Avodah is really doing something. What's Avodah? It's work. Actually do something. So was there anything to do in Babel? El al Shahoya Misfalel. Daniel regularly daven. So therefore, Chazal derived from here that Tefillah is Avodah. But it's said in a very strange way. Very strange way. First, it's strange to use the term Avodah altogether. Because Avodah means actually to do something, work. That's how we understand Avodah. And this is not work. Furthermore, when the Gemara says the phrase, this phrase, in Tainis Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Ulavdo b'chol avadchem, Ezohi Avodah shebelev, Hevi Omer zot tefillah. Which is the service of the heart? We'll say, let us say it is prayer. Very strange formulation, if you think about it. All the Gemara had to say was Ulavdo b'chol avadchem zot tefillah. Why ask the rhetorical question? Ezohi avoda shebelev, which is the service of the heart? Hevi omer, we would think to say that's tefillah. We would think to say implies that there's another argument to be made, that avoda can be used in another context as well. And something else, we commonly understand tefillah as service of the heart, avodah shebelev. But actually, that would be avodas halev, service of the heart. Avodah shebelev literally means service which is in the heart. What is the service which is in the heart? That's something different. Now, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh L'Spal B'Chol Yom. It's a positive commandment to daven every day. Shenemar va'avatem as Hashem Elokeichem. Mipi Hashmua lamdu. We learn through the Mesor, the tradition. She'avoda zoi tefila. Again, this equivocal language. Shenemar ulavdo b'chol avadchem. Amru chachamim ezohi avoda shebelev zoi tefila. Again, the question and the answer, rather than the usual derech of Chazal, just say what it is. Now, Avodah, as such, is also not limited to Tefillah. If you look at number 4, where the Rambam brings this mitzvah, the Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvos HaSeh, hey, the fifth mitzvah, Shetzivonu Le'avdo Yisawe, to serve the Exalted One, and this tzivah has already been repeated several times in Mishpatim, we read it last Shabbos, Also Savodu, also Savod, Ulavdo b'chol avadchem, which is in Akev, our basic text. And then he says, V'loshon Sifrei, Ulavdo zot tefillah. V'amru gamken Ulavdo zot Talmud. Oh, something else. Ulavdo b'chol avadchem is not just tefillah, Ulavdo is Talmud too. Amruner quotes the Medrash, Avdehu b'toraso, Avdehu b'miktosho. Avoda is not just in tefillah, but we serve God in Torah, and we serve God in the Mikdash as well. Klomar, Ralech Hashem L'Sfalovo, to go there and to daven there. So Avodah exists in several different contexts. But Avodah in the Mikdash we can understand. We refer to that constantly. Avodas HaMikdash, Avodas HaKarbanos, that's where we do things. What really is the Avodah in Torah, Talmud Torah? What's the service? A person thinks of an idea, so he's serving God? He's pondering a question in Tosfos, that service of God? Yes. Avdehu b'Torah so, Avdehu b'Mikdasho. And what's the Avodah Shebelev as well? A number of questions I want to ask. I want to get back to this understanding of Avodah Shebelev. I want to share with you a shiur that I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Chait, and then expand on it in a way that I hope will give us a unique dimension and understanding of this Avodah Shebelev. Let's look first at number 5. Because tefillah always takes place, it should take place in a certain context, and that's in shul, a tzibur, a minyan. So the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Chaf Gimel Beis, Ein Parsan Al Shema,
we do not the Poreis al Shema. So we'll see. Rashi says in 7. Poreis al Shema, there are different interpretations that we've shown him, but the basic pshat Rashi has is minin abola beis haknesas la'achas shekor atzibur shema. Let's say people come to shul, stragglers, and there's not a minion. We shouldn't know of it. But by the time they finish saying Kriya Shema, they have a minion. So Poreis al Shema means if the minion comes, then one person gets up, says Kaddish, says Baruch Hu, and there's Machlokas, says Birchas HaYotzer. If they daven Shemoneh Esrei already, he may start the Chazaras HaShatz, etc. That's Poreis al Shema. That requires 10. Vein Ovrim Lifnei Ateva, no one davens for the Amud, Chazaras HaShatz, unless there's 10. There's no Nesias Kapayim Duchening without 10, no Kriyas HaTorah, no Kriyas HaTorah, no Zimun B'Shem, Pachos Me'asorah. You need 10. So the Gemara says, Menohani Mili. Whence do we know this? Omer B'chia Barabam B'Yochanon, Damar Kro, V'Nigdashti B'Soch B'nei Yisrael. Pasuk and Emor, that God says, I will be sanctified amidst the children of Israel, Kol Dover She'Bekdusha Lo Yehei Pachos Me'asorah. Any davar shebekdusha, anything which is a matter that touches on kedusha somehow, requires 10. Can never be less than 10. Among them, you see Rashi in 7, ein oven lifnei ateva shliach tzibur. There's no concept of a shliach tzibur unless there's a minion. Ein torim batorah. There's no concept of having a kriyas haTorah unless there's a tzibur. Now Rashi says something interesting. Rashi says that omeid echad, previous Rashi, Ein personal Shema, Omeid Echad Ve'Omer Kaddish U'Baruchu U'Bracha Rishona Shevekriya Shema. One person gets up. Hey, one person? Is that a Shliach Tzibur? No, because that would be the din of Ein Ovel Lifnei Ateva. So Tosfos understood Rashi in a different way. Tosfos understood Rashi to mean, it's number 6, that if you have people davening the shul, and they davened even, and one person walks in, and that one person hasn't said the Kaddish say, or hasn't said answered Kedusha, so one person is allowed to start davening, Chazaras HaShatz, causing 9 others to answer. I saw this once. I was a little surprised. It was Kew Gardens Hills. I remember it was a tiny Sibur. I was davening in Shtibel, and we were waiting to daven Ma'ariv. It's about a half hour after Shkia, and some cowboy walks in, late, Mincha, he's still davening Mincha, even though the stars are out, and he just gives a clap and starts saying the Shemoneh Esrei out loud so people should answer. That is based on Rashi. One person can get up and start davening if 9 others are there, and that becomes some institution of tzibur. So Tosfos questions that. How does one person do such a thing? Rabbeinu Tam perish de b'shuvah shelo shomu l'msholosh acherim sadi. Rabbeinu Tam has a famous halacha that we all know, because if ever we struggle to get a minion, and I don't mean in shul necessarily, but you're a different place, you ask people, have you davened yet? Have you davened yet? Airports, other places, simchas. And so halacha is, if you have, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you have 6 Jews or 7 Jews, who have not davened, then you could append to them another 3 or 4 who have already davened, and they make up the minyan. Yesham Filashisha, he continues with another statement of Rabbeinu Tam. Some say even 3 who have not heard, that's sufficient. The Talmidei Rashi Perishu Mishmo Dafilu Bishvil Echad Shlo Shama Yecholam Hem Lifros Al Shema. Rashi said, as Talmidim reported, even one person who has not davened, so you should have the same Chazaras HaShatz. Very hard to understand. Because Dover Shevekdusha, Lo Yehei Pachos Basara, means you need 10. Somehow we've whittled 10 down to 1, according to Rashi. 1 plus 9 others who may have davened already. According to Rabbeinu Tam, either 6 or 7, as a sheet also, he says 5 perhaps, or 3 perhaps, who haven't davened based on a pasuk in Dvorah. The Rambam looks at it more or less as we would think on the surface. The Rambam is in number 9, Hilchos Tefillah Perek Halacha Vav. V'chol davar kedusha lo yehei ela b'tocho eidom Yisrael. You need a congregation of 10. Shenemar v'nigdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. That's the pasuk. It started with 10, and some walk out, you can continue because you had an entity of 10. Why that should be, by the way, is also something to ponder. You have 10 people davening, they start Hazar Sashat, so they say Kedusha, they know say Kedusha. Before or after, two people walk out, probably to answer their cell phone. And you're left with eight. Rambam says you continue, as long as you started, you can continue saying the rest of the Chazar Sashats. But more than that, the Rambam understands in number 10, it's Perek HaYalocha Dalid, that Ketzer HiTfilas HaTzibur, what is the Tfilas HaTzibur Chazar Sashats? Ye'echad Mispal B'kol Ram B'kol Shomim. One person davens in a loud voice, everybody listens. You need 10 men, not less than that, adults. And count the shots among them. Even if he had some of them, who've already heard, already davened, already been yotzei tefillah, you can complete the 10 with them. As long as the majority has not yet davened. The Rambam really is a very straight halacha that we know of Ruba Kekula. If you have a certain entity, once you reach a majority of that entity, it suffices. The Rambam understands Tzibur as a general halacha category. Once you have the entity of Tzibur existing, so the din of Ruba Kekula will apply. If you have Rov who have not, the Rov can form the Tzibur as well. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't mention Ruba Kekula. Based on the pasuk in the Shiras Devorah, Bifro Pros B'Yisrael B'Snadev Om Baruch Hashem, when you have the nation gathering, Baruch Hashem, it's a separate pasuk. So it's 5, 6, or 7, depending on how they learn the words. And Rashi certainly doesn't have any din of Ruba Kekula, because he says even one is enough. One, and you grab 9 people, and that suffices. So how do we understand Rashi? How do we get from v'nikdashti b'soch v'nikdashti? I guess everybody knows the gzera shava, eidah, eidah. It says eidah by the Adas Tarach and eidah by the Meraglim. And so therefore they learn that the number of the Meraglim with 10 constitutes an eidah v'Yisrael. So how do we get from 10, from a minion, to Rashi's 1? That will come back. What's the Tfilas HaTzibur that the Rambam mentions? How mandatory is it? Is it optional? Why do we have it entirely, this Tfilas HaTzibur? So Rambam says in 8, speaking very highly of davening and shul to the minyan. Perek HaYalocha Aleph. Tfilas HaTzibur Nishmas Tamid. The prayer of the congregation is always heard. Always heard. Again, that was the answer that we want, but it's always heard. Va'afilu hoyu bahem chotim. Even if they're sinners in that tzibur, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mo'ez Petfilos and Shel Rabin. God never rejects the prayers of the multitudes. Lefichach Tzarech Odom L'Shatev Atzmo in that tzibur. Therefore, a person always has to link himself to the tzibur. L'Yispal B'Yochid Kol Zman Sheyochel L'Spal Matzibur. You should not daven alone as long as the opportunity to daven with the tzibur. And therefore, L'Olam Yashkim Odom V'Yarib L'Veis HaKnesses. A person should always get up early and then at the evening come late to shul. I don't mean come late, I mean come at night to shul. Shenk tfilasa nishmas b'chol eis ela b'veis haknesses. A person's tfilah is only, always heard when he's in shul with the tzibur. V'chol mi sheyesh lo b'veis haknesses b'iro v'eino mispala bo m'tzibur. A person has a shul in the community and does not join that shul to daven with the community. Nikra Shochein Ra, he's called a bad neighbor. It's a bad neighbor. What if you have 12 shuls? I guess you could be a bad neighbor to 11 of them. No. It's only a bad neighbor if you would go to the nearest shul to. You have to always walk to the shul that's further away. The Shochein Ra. In any event, the Rambam speaks of Tfilas HaTzibur as a positive notion, right? The prayer of the Tzibur is always that which is heard, to which a person should aspire, and that really is the definitive prayer. And in 10, again, the case that he tefillas HaTzibur, what is that tefillas HaTzibur? That's Chazar HaShatz. One person davens, and everyone else listens. From here, it would seem, it's an absolute chayiv. absolute obligation for a person to find a tzibur which to daven and hear this chazaras hashatz. And yet, if you look at number 11, which is Perek Tes Halacha Gimel of the Rambam, the other Rambam says something different. Different focus. Ve'acha sheyafsiya sheyachsibu shalosh psius acharo v'yamod. Sheyachsibu finishes his silent amida, walks 3 steps back, and then comes forward. Maschil u'mespal b'kol ram yitchilas ha-brachos. He starts again, davening in a loud voice, from the very beginning of the brachos, of Shemon Esrei. Lahotzias mi shalo ispalel, to satisfy the obligation of those who have not yet davened. V'akol omdim v'shomim v'onin amein achakol bracha bracha. Everybody stands and listens, answers amein teach bracha, whether or not they davened already, whether or not they were yotz, everybody listens. But according to this, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, what is the obligation of Chazaras Hashatz? It would seem not in the sublime terms of which the Rambam spoke in Perek Hey, but rather it's a functional thing. Lahotzi es misha lo ispalel, lahotzi eino baki. To be motzi those who did not know how to daven, or for whatever reason have not yet davened. Not that the tefillas hatzibur has an inherent requirement, but rather it's a functional requirement. If you have people who haven't davened, the shatz will be motzi them. So which is it? Is it an inherent obligation, or is it a functional obligation? How do we understand the two sides in the Rambam? Who's Yotze, this tefillah b'tzibur? Now we find an astounding thing. After we learn it, just forget about it. Look at number 15. On the back, it's Gemara Shoshana, Daf Lamed Hei, Amar Aleph. Omer Achabar Avira, Omer B'Shilin Chasida, Poter Hoy Rabban Gamliel, Afilu Amshe B'sodos. Rabban Gamliel will be Poter, in Rashi, on 16, Shashliach Tzibu Motziyam, Shashliach Tzibu Motzi, even the Amshe B'sodos. People already working in the fields. Well, not in shul. Mar says, how could it be? What's he talking about? So, whatever the shaklatari is, at the bottom it says, Ki asir rabin, amar yakav ba'idi, amar pshim chasido, lo potar am gamil, ela am shebesados. The am shebesados are the only group that Rabban Gamliel exempted, meaning the shas is motzi them, even if they're not there. Maik taima, mishum da anisi bimlocho. They're forced to work, they can't come to shul. Avo be'ir, lo. In the city, they have to come, and they're nearby. It's a very strange halacha. Who are the Amshe B'sodos? People have no time to go to work, no time to go to shul, rather. They're out in the fields, and the Shliach Tzibur is motzi them, the Shmon Esrei, when they can't even hear it. They're not physically present. They can't hear what the Shatz is saying. And yet, Rabban Gamliel said, they are Yotzei, the Tfilah, through the Shliach Tzibur. And if you think it's just a wild halacha, in fact, that's the din in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, in 17. Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Chav Dalet. Am Shachar HaKonim, Einam Bechal Bracha. People stand behind us. The Konim stand up here for Drechas Konim. Let's say someone's sitting over here. I think, you know, you always hear it when the Drechas Konim, I go down to stand in front. Because those standing in back of the Konim, they're not part of the Bracha. But Milufnem, Luvitzideyem, if someone is in front, to the sides, afilu mechitza shel barzel, enam afsekes, even if it's an iron partition, it will not intersperse. Ulachareihem nami imheim anusim kigon amshe besodos. But even in back of the Kohanim, if they're forced, if they cannot come to bask in the Birchas Kohanim, shem through the mimlachtam, they're busy at work, the enam yicholim lavo, they can't come to shul, Heim b'chlal ha-bracha, they're part of the bracha too. Meaning Birchas Kohen will apply. So there are contexts that this happens on Yom Tov, it happens every day. So it means the person has to get up early, go to work. If he's working in the field, he's not near a shul. The Birchas Kohen that takes place in shul applies to him as well. That's what that be. The license for people not to come to shul. Am shebesodos. What kind of halacha is this Amshe B'sodos? One or two other points. If you look at Tosos in number 12, it's in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The context is not as important as the question. Kasha Loma Ein Ano Nagim Lasus Kaim V'Nir Lefisha Bimei HaChachamim Lohayu Omim Kadesh Bein Osim Shekor Rekodem Mafdir VaMafdir. It seems in the days of the Gemara, Tosfos understood that they didn't say Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah. It's a question whether the Maftir is Ola L'minyan Shiv or not. Whether you need a separate Maftir, seven Aliyahs plus Maftir, or Maftir is part of the seven. But in any event, Tosfos deduces from the Gemara that during the days of the Chachamim, they never said Kaddish after the seventh Aliyah, before Kaddish. Before Maftir, rather. Strike that. Tosfos deduces that after the seventh Aliyah, they never said Kaddish, like we do. You finish the Torah reading, you say Kaddish, and then you call up Maftir. Apparently, at the time of the Gemara, they didn't have that. It was added at a later time. The question is, why did they add Kaddish? What right do they have, really, to add Kaddish in the time of the Gaonim or the early Rishonim? You can't just add Kaddish because you want to add it. What was the point of inserting a Kaddish in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah? So we say that Maftir is not Olam and Shiva, fine. But why the Kaddish? Call the Maftir. We know it's not part of the Shiva. Something else, I guess it's a practical halacha, really. In number 13, the Gemara and Megillah got the design of the Bez, Tefillah min Allah. How do we know the Tefillah has to be, the question has to be in order? Can't skip around. The Tanya. Shimon HaPakuli, his dish, Manasseh Brachos, Ufnei Ram Gamliel, ala Seder B'Yavneh. Shimon HaPakuli is the one who ordained the Seder before Gamliel in Yavneh. There's an order to the Brachos. And Rabbi Yochanan said, I know the Maslisa Ton, and the Bryce was taught, Meo Ve'esim Zekenim, Uvehem Kama Nevi'im, Tiknu Shmanesser Brachos ala Seder. 120 elders, Hanshe Knesset Dolo. Included in them, some prophets as well. They were the ones who ordained the Shmona Esrei Brachos al HaSeder in a particular order. So it seems there's a Seder that has to be followed. Yet Tosfos asks, right there in 14, from the Megillah Daf Yud-Zayin Amud Beis, Nikan Kasher L'Masha Perish Rashi B'Brachos. There in Brachos on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, Rashi said, Gabe Emtzaios Ein Lahen Seder, that there's an order, the first three Brachos, of us, and the last three brachos of Hodah. But the middle brachos, Akachonin, Ashivenu, Rafainu, etc., there's really no Seder. The parish, there Rashi says, V'imtob achas min ha-brachos, V'shachach achas mehen, Shetzarach lachazor, with a person is saying the Shemoneh Esrei and he forgets one bracha, he has to stop and say the bracha wherever he is. V'imokom shenizka, V'gomer tilosa. Stops, says the bracha that he forgot, and he continues the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. This Tosfos didn't accept, because here the Gemara says they were misakin al haseder. There's a precise order. Elanir lefarish. It's the bold print, five lines from the bottom. Pasam, pasam ain one seder. The wahavu kishalos rishon shalosh acharonos. The choz larosh hashlosha kishetov achas mehen. Ela chozer laosa sheshachach v'gomem mimenu ulamato hakol b'seder. Tosfos says that, unlike Rashi, in fact, if you forget a bracha in the middle, so you forget your Eino V'Anyenu and you remember at Hashiva Shoftenu, you have to go back to Eino V'Anyenu and then say each bracha after that, V'Anyenu, Baruch Aleinu, etc. You can't skip, no, you will, it has to be in order. Well, I don't understand, what's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos? Rashi again says, if you mess up the Seder, you say it where you are and continue. So he says, no, it has to be consecutive brachos. What's the difference? Something else. I would say that's a very good question that I never really thought of myself, and I doubt anyone here necessarily would have thought of it either. There's a, so to speak, catch-all bracha at the end of the MCS, the middle brachos, and that's the bracha of Shema Kolenu. Shema Kolenu is really redundant. What are we asking? Shema Kolenu Shem Elokeinu. Chus V'Rachem Olenu. V'Kabel Barachim Ratzon Eskiloseinu. Asking God to listen to our tefillos. The problem is, Memonavshach. If God is already listening to the tefillos, so what are we asking Him for? And if He's not listening to the tefillos, so what the fuck is He saying? Now He's going to listen to this one. He's going to listen to the first 15 brachos we said. This is going to listen to. So the bracha is either, it's circular. It's either unnecessary or it's redundant. So what is this bracha Shema Kolenu? Very strange. You mean to say it all the time. It's such a hitzlavus, like a summation of all the brachos. But there's no such thing as a summation. What exactly is he doing? It doesn't seem necessary. Either he's listening or he's not listening. If he's listening, so you don't have to mention it. If he's not listening already, after the first 15 brachos, so why do we think he's going to start listening now? Another question regarding tefillah is a similar one. It's a general problem with tefillah. See, we have all these bakashos that we make in the MCAs. I know we've discussed in our shir the essential purpose of Shemoneh Esrei is not the bakashos, but the shevach at the beginning, the first three brachos. Nonetheless, we recognize that in our world, everything that happens to us is based on schar v'onesh. Whatever God's judgments are, however he dispenses reward and punishment, beyond our understanding, our world is a world which is based on schar v'onesh, one of the yesodos of the Rambam. So again, the manavshach, if that's the case, on some level, it would seem tefillah is unnecessary. Because if we're on the level to receive those things that, we're asking, we're on the level, so we should receive it without having to pray for it. And if we're not on the level, so what are we positing? So now we're going to say these words, and through these words, we're going to be on that level. How does that work out? We either are or we aren't. We don't magically transform ourselves because we're saying words. Granted, a person who's davening and standing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that itself is an attempt to come closer to God, to come under Hashgach HaPratis, and therefore we draw near. So that is true, but yet it doesn't obviate the problem as it exists, that in terms of the system of Schar V'Onesh, if we're on the level to receive whatever we want, so the tefillos are unnecessary. For that matter, it's necessary to ask for it, because if we deserve it, God gives it to us. If we don't deserve it, so how then do we suddenly become deserving just because we're saying these tefillos? All these questions we resolve in 2 minutes. No, a little longer than that, but not much longer. There's one basic approach we have to understand, something which I think defines another element of tefillah, which is important for us to understand. Another question just to think about, which leads us into the answer. What is the purpose of Yadus, really? Is the fundamental purpose of Yadus, of Judaism, designed to produce Shleimus HaAdam, perfection of the human being? Are all the mitzvahs designed to create the perfected personality? Or is there something else as well? The answer is, in fact, that Yadus exists with Shleimus HaAdam. The whole Torah is ki ze kol adam sof dar kol nishmas so kim yira es mitzvah so shmo ki ze kol adam. The whole Torah is mitzvahs and then Talmud Torah and kirv lamakom. But once the Torah was given, Klal Yisrael was granted another dimension of existence, and the Torah ceased to be a vehicle just for shleimus adam on a personal level, and became something else as well, a vehicle for tikkun olam, a means through which we can perfect the world. That's what the Torah meant when God said to Moshe, "Vatem tiuli mamleches kohen v'goy kadosh." It's insufficient for an individual Jew to be perfected. A Jew has to be part of the kingdom of priests, part of a holy nation. So every mitzvah really exists for the purpose of shleimus adam, but every mitzvah exists also for tikkun olam b'malchus shakai, to enable us to perfect the world, not just ourselves, but to perfect the world under God's kingship. If we became a mamleches kohanim at Sinai, what's the basic charge of the kohuna? Avodah. They're the mesharsei Hashem. In fact, every Jew, in fact, before the Chet HaEgel, the ovdim were the Bechorim, the firstborn, not the Kohen. Every mitzvah really is an act of Avodas Hashem, but not in an identical way. There are different classes of Avodah that exist. And therefore, the Gemara could ask very well, Ulavdo Bechol Avavchem, Eizohi Avodah Shevelei, because there are many different types of Avodah that exist. Avdeu B'Tel Rasa, Avdeu B'Nedgasho. So the Gemara could ask rhetorically, what is this unique avoda, which is avoda shebelei? Talmud Torah and tefillah have a very unique significance in the role of avoda. In fact, you could very correctly say that Talmud Torah and Tefillah are the essential forms of Avodah. Not things that we do with our hands or parts of our body. But the essential form of Avodah is what comes from Belev. In two contexts. Avodah Belev of Talmud Torah, that is to say, man's perfection is contingent on Talmud Torah, because therein lies our understanding of God, Yes Hashem. And also Tefillah is indispensable for rising at the level of perfection, as we discussed over several months. A person contemplates certain standards of perfection and measures himself, herself, against that standard, and we see what needs rectification. Both Talmud Torah and Tefillah are the kiyum avodah par excellence. So that's why the Gemara says, Ula Avdo, in the simple sense, that is Tefillah. Avdeo b'Mikdasho, that's a separate thing. But you see, when Inovi mentioned Daniel, Rashi quotes him in Ekev, the Poachle, the Tevira, the serving, worshipping God in Bavel, the Chi Yesh Puchan b'Bavel, was a service of God? Yes, it was an essential service of God. We think that the Avodas HaMikdash is the essential service. That's almost an external service. The essential service is the Avodah Shebelev. The Avodah Shebelev encompasses two things. That is the point we'll get to. Avodah Shebelev encompasses two frameworks. One is in terms of human perfection, and the other is in terms of being a vehicle to be Mekadesh Hashem. Not as an individual, but as part of a group. To be Mekadesh Hashem as part of a group, that is at the very heart of Avodah Shebelev as well. Thus, look at number 18. Very interesting. Rambam says in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah Perakei. So Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, as we all know, it deals with the Ikarei Hadas. God exists, he's incorporeal, he's a unity, etc., etc. So where do we come to this mitzvah? Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem Agadol Azeh. All of Israel, the whole house of Israel, is commanded to sanctify God's name. Shenemar v'nigdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Because the pasuk says, v'nigdashti will sanctify me in the midst of Israel. It's interesting, it's the same pasuk that we use to demonstrate the requirement of minyan, right? And parson al shema, minah hani mili, hani niten, because the pasuk says, v'nigdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. So too, the very basis of Kiddush Hashem is premised on that pasuk as well, v'nigdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Why? So it's in the Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, because without this, there's no Torah. Without this, there are no mitzvahs. Without the recognition of every Jew that our fundamental purpose is to be mekadshei shem shamayim, then there's no system of all, at all. The whole goal of Torah is that we should be Mekadshei Hashem. And we're Mekadshei Hashem in a number of different ways. Certainly, in the most sublime level, it's through martyrdom. We're forced to give up our lives because we're Jews. But that's, you know, we hope we never reach that madriga. We be Mekadshei Hashem every day through mitzvahs, through chesed, through our public persona, our public presentation to the rest of the world. And certainly you can be Mekadshei Hashem through Tefillah. Tefillah has built within it a mechanism by which we understand that the fundamental purpose of the Jew is not just to focus on personal perfection, but to focus on personal perfection accompanied by the recognition that our most sublime, majestic goal is v'nigdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Thus, Rashi maintains that even one person can be paris al hashma, like that cowboy who ran to the shtibul and insisted on his own, half an hour after the Zman Mincha ended, that he's going to start a Chazaras Hashem's. Rashi is saying, the Rosh said, it's an amazing sorrow that Rashi said. Why? How can a yochid do that? Because every yochid is chayav in tefillah not only for shleimus adam, but every yochid is chayav in tefillah as a kiyum of v'nigdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Every Jew has that. if every Jew has that, then even a yochid, only a tzibur can do it. That's true. So as soon as there's a tzira for a combination of nine others, then the individual can. But Rashi understood the pasuk not as we would, not as the Rambam did. Then if it dashed the zechmanis of a chovas tzibur, practical ramifications. That really the mitzvah kiddush Hashem applies mainly to the minyan around, not one in private. Mainly there are certain cases that differ. But so the Rambam saw the chovas tzibur. Rashi said no. The nikdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael. That is a chovas yochid. Every individual. Rabbeinu Tam maintains that it is a chovas yochid as well, but not every yochid. If you have a group of yechidim together, a group of individuals together, when they reach a certain level, to his nadeg om, baruch Hashem, then a certain number of individuals, not one person, maybe three, maybe five, maybe six, maybe seven, they will engender the chiyuv of the nikdashti. According to the Rambam, it's only a chovas tzibur. So therefore, the laws of tzibur apply to it. Once you have ruba kakulo, you have rogue tzibur, that suffices. In any event, what Rashi is saying is very far-reaching. V'nikdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael is not just an obligation on the community. It's an obligation on every single Jew. And therefore, every Jew has the required responsibility to see to it that he engenders a Kiddush Hashem every day, to feel at least, through other means as well. We understand now also the order in the Tzilos, the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi said that the order can be tampered with. The person forgets. You remember, you say the bracha, you continue. Tosa said not. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Yud Zayin Beis made clear that the Seder is from the Nevi'im. So Tosa said it's a question from brachos. How could Rashi say this? Brachos had a different discussion. They didn't mention the Nevi'im and brachos. The answer is that there are two frameworks of tefillah we're talking about. The framework of Shleimus Adam and the framework of Vinikdashti B'soch B'nai Yisrael. The framework of Vinikdashti B'soch B'nai Yisrael, that's in Megillah. That's what the Nevi'im spoke about. How are Jews obligated, equipped, to bring about the Kiddush Hashem? You have to follow this Seder Tefillah. You say this Seder, the Shevach, the Bakasha, Sodah, in the order that they're given, so that itself constitutes a Kiddush Hashem. Rashi maintains that the essential kiyum in tefillah is shleimus adam. So therefore, it doesn't really matter what order you say it in. You say the brachos in any order, you said it, and that's it. According to Tosos, it's not so. The essential kiyum, as the Gemara in Megillah implies, is v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. If this is the order, that the male of Esrim Zekanim will then come in as Ian Shiknu, then, ala Seder, the Seder has to be followed. You cannot deviate from the Seder at all. And Shema Kolenu is not a circular bracha. And it's not even a catch-all bracha, as we think. Shema Kolenu, whatever we say, take this through. Chus Barachay Malenu, Kiyadosh Shomea Tfilos Amchei Yisrael. No. Shema Kolenu is a tefillah that we as individuals and as part of the tzibur become a vehicle for the Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. It's a tefillah that the Hashgacha Pratis rests on all Jews, and therefore through us, the Nikdashti will be fulfilled. In Shema Kolenu, we're not asking for anything specific. We're not making any request related to the other Bakashos, but rather we should be recognized in the world as a nation that produces the fulfillment of the Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. How do we do this? So you see, the Torah says in the Voschana, "Kimi Goy Gadol." Who is the great nation? Asher Lo Kim Kovin Elav, to whom God is near, right? That's us. Why? Because God responds to Chol Koreinu Elav. Whenever we call out to Him, and the nations of the world see, this is a unique relationship that this people has with the Borei Olam. It's a circular bracha only if it's a repetition of the previous brachas. It's not a repetition. It's a tefillah that we want a different means of relating to God because we are designated as the Mekadshei Hashem in the world. That's Shema Kolenu. Shema Kolenu is a tefillah, is the tefillah. There are two aspects of two dimensions in davening. One of Shleimus Adam and one of Kiddush Hashem. Shema Kolenu is the tefillah that we should be able to be Mekadshei Hashem in the world. That God should hear us. Ki ata shomea tefillah. You're shomea tefillah. The Chol Kareinu Eilav will be recognized as the Goy Gadol. Because Hashem HaPratis rests on the Jewish people. That is the uniqueness of Shema Kolenu. The Chol Kareinu Eilav is not tied to Shchar V'Onesh either. Here's the other question. When we call out to God, we're calling out to His Rachamim. Chus V'Rachem Aleinu. So it's not, that part of the tefillah is not dependent on Shchar V'Onesh. We could be unworthy. The Chol Kareinu Eilav, a special blessing, a special gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Jewish people, that the Chol Kareinu Eilav, even though we call, as soon as we call out to Him, He responds to us. That is the tefillah Shema Kolenu. It's not like all of our other bakashos in a bundle and catch them. The bakashos stand by themselves. Last bakasha is for the Bias HaMashiach. Ask us, there's nothing else to ask for. We've asked for everything. Shema Kolenu is make us into a people that are Mekadshei Hashem, that are heard, that fulfill Your will in creation. Tefillas HaTzibur then, remember the two aspects of the Rambam, one in which the Tefillas HaTzibur seemed an inherent tefillah, and the other in which it seemed purely functional, L'hotzi Mishein Abaki. So Tefillas HaTzibur is not, the unique aspect is not from Shleimus Adam. There's no such thing as a group Shleimus. If you look at tefillah as a means of self-perfection, somehow the tefillah Hashanah doesn't fit in. What does it mean? One person is saying something, and I'm going to be perfected by that. To be perfected in tefillah, one has to do that on his own. So there's no such thing as group Shleimus. So tefillah HaTzibur exists for one purpose alone. And that's the kiyum of the Nikdashi B'soch B'nei Yisrael. And that's what the Rambam means. Tefillah HaTzibur Nishmas Tomim. It's always heard. Even for the Chotem. You need Chotem too. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moes B'tfilos and Shel Rabim. Why? Because when the Rabim get together, that is a fulfillment of the Nikdashi B'soch B'nei Yisrael. So therefore, once there's a Tzibur, so the Tefillah HaShas relates to me through the Nikdashi. And even if I'm an Eina Baki, I don't understand the Tzilos, I haven't davened yet, I can be Yotzei. Without the Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, without the aspect of Kiddush Hashem, so then in fact there's no Tzirif at all. And with the mandate of the Nikdashti, so who is part of the Klal of the Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael? That's the beauty of what Rav Gamliel said. Even the Amisha B'sados, imagine, Jews who are not here, not in school, not listening, they don't even know what's happening. But yet the Shas can be mostly them. Not in terms of tefillah as a means of shleimus. How could that fit? They're involved in picking apples or cotton at sunrise. They're not davening at all. No. Insofar as they're a part of the nation charged with the Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, so then the Shas can be mostly them. Then the Kohen, when he's Mevarech Ha'om, can be mostly even if they're in back of them, not shaykh at all to the tefillah. Why? Because they're part of the class of Mekadshei Hashem, and they're defined as anusim. They're forced, they can't come for whatever reason. If they can, then we're not, because they're specifically excluding themselves from the class. But if they're anusim, they can't come to shul, so they'll be included, even if they're not here. Not as, and not in terms of tefillah in terms of personal perfection, but feel it in terms of the Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. We are the Am Mekadshei Hashem. And that's why in Chazal, in the time of the Gaonim, added Kaddish before Maftir. It was a good question they had. It wasn't just Maftir, Olamim, and Shiva now. The question is, how do we stop Kriyas HaTorah? They were reading the Torah. It's Dvar Hashem. So what right do we have just to suddenly stop? Stop reading. That's why we say Kaddish. What's Kaddish? It's Kiddush Hashem. So Kaddisheu B'Torasso, Avdeu B'Torasso, we serve God with the Torah. For whatever reason, we can't read the whole Torah every Monday, every Thursday, every Shabbos. So what do? We enunciate what our goal is. Yisgadel yisgadel, shmei rabo, yei shmei rabo mevorach, olam umel mayo. So in fact, we continue what Kriyas HaTorah is supposed to represent, but in a different guise. Only by enunciating the objective of the Nikdashti B'soch B'nai Yisrael, we can continue the process that started with the Nikdashti through Kriyas HaTorah. Right? Remember, you can't read the Torah lessons in Minyan too. The process of the Nikdashti occurred through Kriyas HaTorah, and now it occurs through Kaddish as well, and then we can move on. Avodah Shebelev is really the essential avodah, because it's the most real, and it reaches the highest level of the tzibur, of the Nikdashti. It reflects all our aspirations in life. And the Avodah Shebelev really has two definitions in terms of Shleimus Adam. Avodah Shebelev, the Shleimus Adam, I think we all recognize. Tshuva itself is a process of the lev. That's why we pound our hearts during the Alchay. It's a process of reforming the, rectifying the inner being. That's Avodah Shebelev. That's tshuva. That's Talmud Torah. It's a process which is internal to the person. Shleimus Adam. But there's another Avodah Shebelev. Tfilah also, let me be very clear. Tfilah is Avodah Shebelev in terms of Shleimus Adam. That's an obvious point. But Tfilah is Avodah Shebelev in terms of the Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael as well. Because then, as we daven, as we join in the tzibur, where the tefillah is always heard, so then we reinforce to each other that our goal is not simply to be individually perfected people, as difficult as that task seems, but it's to be part of a perfected nation, from Melechus Kohen and the Goy Kadosh. That is also an aspect of Tefillah Shebelev. So I asked, almost as an aside, why did the Gemara say Avodah Shebelev, and not Avodah Palev? Avodah Palev, the service of the heart. Avodah Shebelev, the service in the heart. So in terms of Shleimus Adam, in terms of the Nikdashti, we understand. There's something else also I want to share. That actually happened to me last week. I went with my daughter, Dina, in Yerushalayim, to the Museum of the Underground, which is in the Russian compound. It was the place where the British, during the mandatory period, imprisoned the members of the Irgun and the Lehi that had broken the law. So we stood at one point in front of the cell of Moshe Feinstein and Mayor Barzani, Hashem Yikom Damo. Mayor Feinstein and Moshe Barzani, Hashem Yikom Damo. One, Barzani was a member of Lehi, Feinstein was a member of the Irgun, and they were both sentenced to death. And the famous story, very close to Aryeh Levin. In fact, if I did not know, went to the Begin Museum, and in a statement that he wrote in 1977, shortly after he became Prime Minister, he wrote to his aide, Yechiel Kadmishai, that when he dies, he says when the day comes, want to be buried Harzai Tim next to Mayor Feinstein and Moshe Barzani, a young people in their 20s. The sentence to death, not for killing people, but for a variety of crimes, weapons, possession, and something else. So they endeavored to kill themselves and not let the British have the hana of killing them. So Ba'yom and one of the Jews who worked in the prison knew what they wanted, and he smuggled in a hand grenade in an orange. And they have there in the cell pictures as well as a mock-up of an orange peeled with a hand grenade inside. So the Isle of Inn didn't come that day. Ish Tzadikoyo, he sent an aide of Yaakov Goldman, who was also very close to them. And Rabbi Yaakov came the day before the execution, and he said to them, I'll see you tomorrow. I want to walk with you standing through the gallows. And Feinstein and Barzani realized right away that they could not carry out their plan to blow themselves up at the gallows, to help take some British soldiers with them also, because they killed Yaakov Goldman also. As soon as he left, he was standing outside. They decided, what can we do? They stood together, chest to chest, and they put the orange between them. And he started singing a loud voice, Adon Olam. Adon Olam, Hashem Malach, Keterem, Kol Yitzir Nivra. Master of the universe, who reigned before any being was created. And they sang the whole thing, and people had to come up and join in. And they sang, B'yado Afkid Yuchi, Be'eis Ishon Zo'ayila. In your hands, I entrust my soul. When I go to sleep, and when I wake up. V'im ruchi gvi yasi, and with my spirit, and with my body, Hashem li lo yira. God is with me, I will not fear. Before they said, V'im ruchi gvi yasi, they pulled the trigger on a grenade, yelled out, V'im ruchi gvi yasi, Hashem li lo yira, and they blew themselves up. I was reading the story, I thought to myself, that is Avodah Shebelev. Avodah Shebelev, not Avodah Talmud. Avodah Shebelev means that you take the words of the Tefillah and internalize them. Internalize them. They become part of your very soul, part of your very leg, the center of all the resources of the body. We're not always zochet to that. Certainly, without insulting anyone, I sense that the way some of us sing Adon Olam Shabbos morning is not with intensity of Meir Feinstein or Moshe Barzani, Shem Yikom Damo. To be able to say the words of the Tefillah, not say them with the mouth, but say them with the way, that's Avodah Shebelev. That is an aspiration. That is a goal. That is something for which we should strive in Tefillah. That's what's demanded of us. Not to say words, but to take those words and implant them within us. So they're literally delayed. But when we recite the words, we're not reciting something external to us as human beings, but something very internal and something very essential to us as human beings. So that only comes from a recognition of tefillah on the highest level, as what it should be, a means of Shleimus Adam, and the means of the Nikdash B'Soch B'nei Yisrael. Perhaps it comes occasionally to people when they're suffering through sorrows, then the words of the Tefillos speak more personally to them. But really, it should be within our capabilities of embracing Tefillah as Avodah Shebelev and internalizing the words of the Tefillos without having reference to tzaros. Simply because of who we are, Mamlech Hashkan and the Gai Kadosh, simply because of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us, the whole Koreinu Elov, the one who designated us to be his nation, and asked that we call on him in every situation of sorrow, in every situation of low sorrow, just that we be frequent visitors in his home. Be among those who are mashkim umariv lebeis haknesses, as the Rambam says. To come to the shul, to absorb the tefillos. That becomes Avodah Shebelev. That, I think, is the highest level. To look at tefillos as a means of shleimus adam, a means of the nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, and to understand tefillah and the possibility that we can internalize the words of the tefillos. So the Siddur becomes not an external book, but something that is within us. That really is the obligation of every Jew. We're all works in progress. We all need to enhance our tefillos, to study them, to take them more seriously. To tell you, in the Tisha B'Avos, since I visited the Museum of the Underground, Adon Olam just sounds different to me. You know, it's not a kid's song. It's not a kid's song. It sounds different to me, because I relate the experience of one who had the Adon Olam as Avodah Shebelev, and not just Avodah Saper. And I think about what it means, and what tefillos generally mean. You know, we're speaking about this, we learned the Birchas HaShachar and Kedusha, And we asked, why is it in Birkat HaShachar we say Shema? And why is it that in Musaf, the Kedusha, we say Shema? Where do we come to Shema? So all these things that, you know, in the morning we say it haphazardly, and the Musaf we sing and not paying attention to it, and all these things are inserting Tfilos because of generations of Jews where they could not say it out loud. They had to hide from the government. Weren't allowed to say Kriya Shema, Izman, Allah Seder. They had to insert it in Birkas HaShachar before they came to Shul. Had to insert Musaf during the Persian persecutions in the 5th century, when after the king's guards had left Shul. The tefillah is really replete with ideas and events occurrences to the Jewish people that if we just thought about it even slightly, they would resonate in our hearts and in our minds and make a truly avodah shebaleid. It's not saying words, but rather it's having the words become part of the person. No doubt, I think, when Kobe was alive, the tefillos that we recited were very sincere and very heartfelt tefillos. And those words, as often happens, based sorrow, became part of us, not just as a shul, not just in the family, but of course, Klal Yisrael. In the Eretz Yisrael, across America, all Jews who knew of this plight. At that moment, the tefillos were not something external to us. But the tefillos were a very part, an essential part of our personality. That goal is something for which we should strive. That attainment is something which is within our reach. And that memory of Kobe, of that time when he served as a source of inspiration for all Jews, a source of unity, a mechanism by which all Jews could become focused on Avodah Shebaleiv, so that really is an enduring legacy to him, and it should be a great credit to the entire Levi Mishpacha. I thank you very much for your attention. Maybe we'll soon be able to celebrate the Smachot with Sally and Ernie, Baruch Hashem, Aryeh Bar Mitzvah is coming up next month. And may the family continue to inspire all of us with their commitment to Torah, to Derech Eretz, to Darkei HaMusar, and to Klal Yisrael. Thank you.